Okay, let's move on here to Sig. Hi, Sig. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi there. Good to talk to you. I was wondering about hydrogenated oils. I saw some hydrogenated coconut oil and soybean oil in some of the foods I was eating. I guess it's not good for you. I wondered why and what it does to you.
Okay. When they say hydrogenated, let's see. If you're a chemist, are you understand chemistry at all? High school, college chemistry, anything like that, sir?
Engineering, yeah.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay. Well, the unsaturated fats, which are the ones that are not hydrogenated, they have what are called double bonds, which means more electrons rather than less electrons at that bond. And they are what works with the human body better, those double bond unsaturated fats. When you've got a hydrogenated fat, oops, all the double bonds are gone, and all we've got is single bonds because the hydrogenated fat is in there taking up one of the spaces. And so it doesn't work good. And ultimately, if we use hydrogenated oil for years, we are going to have health problems. And that's why finally, hydrogenated oils have become much less popular, and everybody talks about unsaturated fats a lot more.
Unsaturated would be the non-hydrogenated, right?
Exactly. It's just a term for non-hydrogenated, yes.
Okay, you're finding a lot of stuff.
Oh, I know. There's some of the manufacturers who figure folks don't read labels or don't know what the label is saying, and they're continuing, and there's no law against that. One just has to be alert. I'm sorry.
What kind of health problems does it cause? Anything in particular?
Cardiovascular, particularly, but others, too.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it much.
Well, you're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling, getting that word out. I do read those labels and see them every once in a while, and yeah, you're right. It shouldn't be in there, but it is.